The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark.
I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
A good chirp. So since we're on the topic of chirps, I'm getting a lot of texts at 10, 12, 60 people asking what's the best chirp you ever heard. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't a big chirper on the ice. I like to chirp my own teammates. I was mean to my teammates, nice to my knights of the opponents. But Sean Thornton, I played with him. And, you know, that was a guy that played in Anaheim and Florida and Boston. And I think he actually won two Stanley Cups, one with Boston, one with Anaheim. So he was a funny guy. So obviously we were in Chicago, and I think Tyson Nash was playing with St. Louis. And Thornton he's a really funny guy. He's got no neck, but he's a really funny guy. So we're out there, and there's a face-off, and I'm lined up as a right D, and or maybe I was on the bench. Actually, I think I may have been on the bench. And Tyson Nash, the face-off is right in front of our bench in the neutral zone. Yeah, I think I was on the bench. So Sean Thornton, he leans over. He stands, like, he kind of gets up and half leans over, and he yells out. He's like, "Hey, Nash, Nash." And, you know, Nash was an intense guy, and he was always chirping guys. And Nash didn't want to look at him, because it's hard when you're in front of the whole bench, because you don't want to look, because you know if you look, like, the whole bench is going to chirp you. So finally he looks over. He's like, "Hey, Nash." And Nash looks over, and he's like, "Hey, yeah, do your teammates get jealous if you can smoke a cigar in the shower?" And, like, our bench erupts in laughter. We're just howling. And you can see Nasher, because the joke is he has such a big nose it doesn't get wet in the shower. And our group just blows up, and we're dying. And Sean Thornton's like, "That was a good one. That was a good one." Like, he just dying, and Nasher was so rattled. And afterwards, we still bug him about that one, because I'd never heard it before that moment. And this is like 20 years ago.
One, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Well, the best chirps are like that, right? It's not vulgar. It just hits right to the core. It's classic.
And especially when you're in front of, like, the other team.
Oh, because
you're just
sitting
there. There's nothing worse. You're just sitting there like, "Oh, my God, like, what are these guys going to say?" And I actually didn't, you know, it's weird. I didn't like going to line up in a neutral zone face-off in front of the other team, because they would start chirping you. Like Scott Nickel, you know, we've had him on the show before. So annoying. And I lined up in front of, I think it was a neutral zone face-off, and I was lined up with the left D. And he just starts going, "Hey, Strudwick." And I'm like, I'm not even looking at you, because I know you're going to say, he's like, "Do do 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 do." Do, 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 do. And he's just like the A&W root beer guy. And the whole bench is like, "Hey, you Strudwick, you suck, you're so slow." I'm like, "Oh my God, that's so funny." But I don't want to, like, I didn't even flinch. I just hated those neutral zone face-offs. You know, and especially in a game that's maybe getting out of hand one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Nickel was a funny guy, but Sean Thornton was really witty. And surprising, because he was really tough. And, you know, I didn't think he'd be that witty on the ice, but he ended up being really witty guy.
Yeah. Which is, like, I look back on your career, and you're a pretty witty guy. I'm just disappointed at what a lame chirper you were on the ice. Like, yeah, it's embarrassing.
You know what? I think it's funny. Like, you know, you said that comment maybe, you know, 3-4 months ago. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, it's true. I didn't say a lot. Like, I played hard, but I never said anything. Then I couldn't wait to get in my dressing
room. Like Brendan Shanahan on Twitter. Yeah. Pumping your tires about how when you scored that OT winner and you come in the room, "Yeah, don't worry, guys, I got it," right? And he's just like thinking it's hilarious. I'm just like, "Yeah, you're really funny, but you won't chirp the other team." It's unreal to me. I still can't get it.
Yeah, so
because you chirp everybody.
Like, I do.
Friends, you meet them the first time, and within 30 seconds, you're up some guy. You don't even know the guy. "Hey, buddy, hit the treadmill over there."
It's a disease. I know it's a disease.
But then on the ice, you're just "Oh, hey, guys, good luck out there.
I know.
Have a good game."
So nice.
I'm Chip. Chip Strudwick out here tonight.
And it's true. I don't know why. I think I was so, you know, I think in a lot of ways the game was really hard for me. So I had to always be ready to go. I couldn't just be whatever. But, you know, after that goal, so Shanny, I don't know how he saw it. Somehow I scored in Pittsburgh in overtime, and Shanny and Gomez were on the ice, and Paul Maher and I jumped up. And after I scored, if you see it, I have my hands in the air and I'm yelling, "Who wanted a goal? Who wanted a goal?" Like the dumbest thing, but I'm saying that. And my teammates are going crazy. I'm like, like afterwards, I'm like, why would I say who wanted to go home? But the guys loved it. It was so funny afterwards. Like, why are you saying? I'm like, I don't know. I was just trying to be funny. It was the funniest thing. Oh, it's so embarrassing.